So it has been taught in the in the text of Maitreya called Distinguishing the Middle from the Extremes, that there are the writing of the letters, making offerings, practicing generosity, listening, reading, memorizing, explaining to others, reciting, reflecting over the meaning and meditating are the 10 forms of Dharma training which provide an immeasurable stockpile of merit. So since it is the teaching of the Buddha, we will here recite the words of the text while reflecting over the meaning.
The ground and awareness, happiness, suffering, action, transition, and death, and bondage, and birth, and liberation are not in common shared. They make up the ground which is not in common shared. Something extrinsic to consciousness, for the very reason that this is in common share. Yeah. case is the one in which what is perceived is not shared in common the object of consciousness, the minds and so on of other sentient beings do not comprise an object mutually of perceiving awareness, neither for those who are, nor for those who are not reposing in equipoise, since for those who are not reposing in equipoise, it is but their own conceptions which do appear. And because for those who are resting in equipoise, it is but their faithful reflection which does appear as the object encountered when into samadhi absorbed, as the object encountered when into samadhi absorbed. Since these are what exist, beginninglessly in a state of total ferment, and because duality is not existing at all, is what really exists, is really what exists.
Nepadam, Nepadam.
the approach to phenomena's nature by way of 6 points is unsurpassable, since within it are found the defining traits as well as the ground at all times, definitive verification as well as awareness, the recollection as well as becoming immersed in its very being comprising this approach. The defining traits in brief are just as they are. The ground consists in the whole of phenomena, and all the sutra collections of perfect speech. Applying to this, comprised of appropriate mental cultivation, based on the sutra collections of Mahayana, embraces the path of application in full. Suchness attained in a fashion wholly direct through the path of vision, a path on which is seen what it is, experience is at all. Of all factors inducing enlightenment, whose point it is to purge away the stains.
Yeah.
Suchness rendered free of any stain, where all appears uniquely as suchness itself. This is transformation accomplished as well. The approach to thorough transformation of state by way of 10 points is unsurpassable. Since the essence, ingredients, individuals, distinction as well as prerequisites and the ground, the mental cultivation and application, the defects and assets constitute this approach. To the stains which are adventitious stains, without the suchness being in evidence. And in order for it to manifest suchness itself, is that in which there is no stain to be found, is that in which there is no stain to be found. Undergoes the transformation into suchness. The collected sutras become the expanse of qualities, undergoing the transformation into suchness. The awareness component of sentient beings unshared undergoes the transformation into suchness.
Onzana la yo mani.
transformation to suchness. As this sensu Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the last is also by listeners gained and self Buddha. And consummate mastery, which are gained through having attained the Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, complete and Nirmanakaya, are attainments distinctively greater comparatively. Distinctive trait of previous wishing prayers, the distinctive trait of the Mahayana teacher, employed as the focus, and then the distinctive trait of effective application to all the 10 levels. Support or ground relates to original knowledge, the concept free, and this is approached in a manner involving 6 points, employing a focus, relinquishing attributes, and application authentic in its mood. The defining traits as well as advantages, and thorough understanding comprise this approach. Dear Lord, the first of these should be known to include the themes of the following four, since the teachings of Mahayana commitment to these certitude gatherings fully complete are required. Treats of relinquishing attributes provides an approach which also includes four themes, with what is adverse as well as the remedy, the suchness as well as the realization of this, comprising the attributes being given up. Through doing this in respective order as follows, the coarse and the middling, followed by those which are subtle, and those which persist for a very long time indeed, the attributes as they are found are relinquished in full. Authentic in its mode, The approach involves a fourfold theme as well. Application involving something to focus on. Application involving nothing to focus on. Application devoid of focus or serving as focus. Application whose focus is nothing to focus on. Expressions formed on that model. as faculties, objects, and form awarenesses, and as vessel-like worlds appearances not exist, and hence towards which there is no examination, no description, no ground, no appearance, no form awareness, as well as no ground and what are referred to thus, are traced defining the non-conceptual original knowledge as this is expressed in the sutra. Access to the advantages via four points include the attainment of Dharmakaya complete, attainment of bliss which nothing can exceed, the mastery attained in the form of the power of insight, and the mastery attained in the form of the power to teach.
Nozo ichila njo bani namba yiraji zaidi nimbo yongso shepano zeni yongso shepano kibura yongso shepano denga yongso shepano.
The approach's orientation is thorough knowledge, should be known to include the following four motifs: thorough knowledge regarding the remedy, thorough knowledge regarding defining traits, thorough knowledge regarding distinctive marks, thorough knowledge regarding five functions performed.
Lanye Bhuji Bhane Namar Mutoye Jede Chudang Gangsa Zimbhanam Yongjur Padang Dade Dung Karva Lepan Yinte Mepa Zimbhanam Bhange Nyimbo Timbo Yinse.
In this regard, what knows the remedy is original knowledge, then non-conceptual. Since grasping phenomena, individuals, and alteration and differentiation, and underestimation when this is indulged, constitute five forms of grasping what does not exist, for which it is taught to comprise the remedy.
Senior
thorough knowledge regarding defining traits, no mental cultivation correctly transcending, tranquilization things in their very makeup, and the forming of an express idea, these five, when excluded, define its own specific traits. Thorough knowledge regarding the difference involves precisely the lack of conceptualizing as such, the fact that it is not transitional, it's not remaining while being perennial, its hallmark of being completely unexcelled constitutes its five distinctive marks.
Possible happiness is allowing eradication of obscurations, afflicted emotions, and obscuration of knowledge. The original knowledge attained in the wake of this gives access to each and every aspect of knowledge, enables the revelation as well as transmits the coming into attunement with Buddha fields,
the thorough maturation of sentient beings, as well as completely developed omniscience itself. These five comprise the distinctive functions performed.
Mekpai Jorvatan Mekpa Meme Jorvatan Meme Mekpe Jorva Wo
The application in which there is something to focus on. The application in which there is nothing to focus on. The application with no focuser to focus on. The application in which nothing to focus on is what is focused on. Through the power of habitual tendencies to the deluded appearance of a dualism of perceived and perceiver since beginningless time, appearances which occur are only mine. Since all of these present appearances of forms, sounds, tastes, smells, tactile sensations are nothing but mind, one should gain certainty as to their not existing outwardly. Since all of these present appearances of all sorts do not exist as outer objects, one should gain certainty as to there being nothing on which to focus, having a true existence.
Zungzeni Madopasirna Zungzeni Jitungbe Rekpa Rangyinji Usarva Judume Pengangdo Nyambari Yavarasau.
Since the object perceived has no true existence, the perceiving mind focusing on that also is lacking in true existence. And this nature, which is empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver, this clear light nature, one should come to rest in the depths of this clear light nature, which is empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver. With respect to resting in the nature of phenomena itself, when there is no two, nothing expressible, this is perfect resting in the nature.
Zenichi
So this is the nature in whose depths one must come to rest. In this nature which is free of two, which is inexpressible.
To the nature when dwelt within, there is nothing of two and nothing expressible, which is precisely to dwell in phenomena's nature. Application involving nothing to focus on. Application devoid of focus or serving as focus. Application whose focus is nothing to focus on. All of these appearances are like dream. All of these various sorts of appearances are like illusions. The entire collection of various appearances is like a mirage. No matter what it appears, all phenomena are like the moon reflected in the water. All phenomena are appearance and emptiness inseparable. All appearances are like a dream. All appearances are like illusion. All appearances are like nothing. All appearances are nothing but like a mirage, like the moon appearing in the water. All appearances are like appearance and emptiness inseparable. All appearances are appearance and emptiness inseparable. Deva Tha Benza Deva Bhu